In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today, we'll be talking about how we should call upon Allah in any situation and never forget Him. Please stay with us.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. We should all call upon Allah in any situation and never forget Him. Have you ever thought to yourself about this? Some may say, why should we call upon Allah when we don't need His help and can handle the situation on our own? Well, this is totally wrong, because it is Allah who has control over everything and basically runs the affairs in the world. Yes, Allah has given us free will to do certain things we want to do, but that doesn't mean that we should not remember Him in different situations. Even though Allah says that you must make the attempt to do something if you want Allah to give something to you, but He also says in the Quran that we have to remember Him greatly and trust Him and rely on Him when undertaking different activities. Even right now that I am speaking to you, I should be remembering Allah. I should feel His presence and rely on Him in terms of what I am saying. And I should be careful that I don't say something wrong. But unfortunately, the likes of me do not remember Allah and call upon Him in different situations. A true believer is a person who is never negligent and neglectful of Allah, even for a single moment. We have to remember Allah, call upon Him in every situation, because we don't know what will happen if we don't. Perhaps something bad happens to us. Therefore, we should remember Allah and call upon Him, both at times of comfort and in times of hardship.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. Why is it so important to call upon Allah in every situation and never forget Him? Because if we always remember Allah, we will be careful not to do something that displeases Him. We will try our best to do the activities and tasks given to us in the best way possible, so as to earn Allah's pleasure. If we always remember Allah and never forget Him, even for a second, we will be careful not to commit sins. We unfortunately tend to remember Allah when we have no other way out. I mean, when we are faced with a really big problem, that is when we call upon Allah and ask for His help. And after our problem is solved, even though we thank Allah for solving our problem, but afterwards we forget Him once again. Allah says in the Quran that when a group of people sailing on a ship, are hit with a storm, they turn to Allah sincerely and ask for His help. When they're saved, they turn their backs on Allah and totally forget Him. Allah sets these examples and mentions these parables in the Quran to guide us to the straight path. We should always remember Allah and call upon Him. Always. Even when we apparently have no problem, we should supplicate to Allah. We should thank Allah that so far we're healthy and are living in comfort. That is when we shall truly prosper in this world and the next. Dum, 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 dum. Now we will listen to Brother Asad Jafri, who will talk about today's topic. Allah, 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 Allahu Rabbi,
la sharika lahu. Imam Ali is struck with the sword of Ibn Muljim. Doesn't complain. What does he do? He announces his success. Fustu wa Rabbi al-Ka'ba, I swear by this Rabb of this Ka'ba that Ali is successful. Our seventh Imam, Imam Kadhim, is about to enter solitary confinement, a very difficult prison. And someone like me would complain, Allah, I'm one of your Imams, I'm your Hujjat on this earth, and I'm supposed to be in this prison? But no, he says one thing, that Allah, I have found in this solitary confinement the ultimate area to worship you in complete secrecy. Sayyidah Zainab, all of you have heard the Masayib Musibat several times. You have it all memorized. You can probably say it better than I can. When you're asked, where's your Lord? How did you see this? Did you enjoy that show? Ma ra'aytuhu illa jameela. I saw nothing but beauty. Now on to the hadith, our sixth imam. This is a gift. One of my favorite ahadiths. Gives me so much hope. I enjoy reciting everywhere I go. And especially for those of you who are on the brink of hopelessness, anxiety, I can't do it. Look at this hadith. Our sixth imam says, Inna subirun. Listen very carefully. Inna subirun. We, the Ahlul Bayt, are very patient. Wa shi'atuna asbiru minna. Allahu Akbar. I don't get it. But our Shias are more patient than we are. The Ashab that are sitting there around our sixth Imam, how is that possible? How can you claim that your Shias are more patient than you? Look at the response. He says, Nasburu ala ma na'lamu, wa shi'atuna yasburuna ala ma la ya'lamun. Allahu Akbar. We are patient based on the fact that we know what will follow our patience. But our Shias, they're patient even though they have no idea what will follow their patience. They're patient for the sake of being patient. My father, marhum, may Allah bless his soul, we had this conversation. I said, Dad, do you know how hard it is to go through high school in the West? The challenges that we have. He says, of course I understand how difficult it is. Because you don't think I'm proud of you? The 4 years of high school that you spent, and you came out of high school without being a father, without being a drug addict, without being an alcoholic, without being a jailmate, without being a criminal. Wasn't a smoker, wasn't all that, nothing like that. I know how hard it is for you to spend 4 years in this difficult environment and you to safeguard yourself. That's what made me the proudest on your day of graduation. That conversation blew me away. Are you kidding me? Here's my father, the one that I had worked day in and day out to somehow impress, and he's telling me, you know what? I get it. 1,000 salams to you, my son. Imam Sadiq is saying, we're patient, but our Shias are more patient than us. They're going through a difficult time. When someone like Imam Sadiq is telling you that you and what you're dealing with is far greater and more difficult than what me and my family have gone through, that should make you get through your day. That should make you want to adopt the path of struggle. No matter what you're going through right now, and a lot of you are quietly suffering. You come through those doors, you walk into this hall, you have this beautiful smile on your face, but inside you're dying. And no one knows but Allah. No one knows that you're dying inside. No one knows that you go home and you close the door and you weep to Allah. Nobody knows how crushing you feel inside. But the fact that you walk in through that doors and you have this armor of this smile, is that what? وَشِعَتُنَا أَسْبُرُ مِنَّا. Oh man. Look at how much love the Ahlul Bayt have for us, their Shias. And then for us not to serve that cause, then for us to sell out that cause for this lowly dunya, then for us to remove the hijab, shave the beard, change our Muhammad to Mo, all because of a little bit of a Trump travel ban. It's not what the Ahlul Bayt want from us. We're going to take that hardship, take that struggle that right now you're going through, and do that because my Iman tells me that we get it. We know how hard it is.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين محمد God's mercy man of honor and dignity shining so bright his light for all of humanity محمد Allah's mercy man of honor
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. It is extremely important that we always call upon Allah and remember Him all the time. It doesn't make any difference in what situation you are in. If you have lots of problems and difficulties in your life, you should always call upon Allah. If you're living a comfortable and easy life, still you have to call upon Allah, thank Him, and pray to Allah so that you would always continue living a life without problems. Of course, I doubt that there is one single person in the world who is living a life free from problems and difficulties. Problems always exist. Even though they may not be apparent, a person who is rich and seems to be living an easy life might have many other problems in his life which only Allah is aware of. As a matter of fact, his problems could be worse and more than someone who is living a seemingly miserable life. For example, a person might be rich and living in comfort, yet he is not a very religious person and has many moral vices in him which are depriving him of many of the rewards and virtues in both worlds. For example, a person could be someone who doesn't pay his khums, or his prayers are sometimes missed, or he doesn't fast on the month of Ramadan. Now, this person is even more miserable than a poorer person who is a very good believer but has some financial and economic problems in his life. In general, remembering Allah, calling upon Him, and relying on Him in any and every situation is an absolute must in the religion of Islam.
forget about the consequences. I know that it's bad.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Please log on to our website at parsetoday.com. And if you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, email them to us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, goodbye.
Allah, 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 save me from myself. Allah, 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 Lord, I need your help. Allah, 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 save me from myself. It's so hard to break a pattern, but I see clear what's deep inside. It's the only thing that really matters. So tell me how to turn it around before my senses hit the ground. 'Cause I know that it's wrong and I wanna change. I need you here.